This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time to meet someone. She actually emailed us, told us she's got an interesting story to tell. And she does. She's an Italian living in South Africa. Now, that doesn't sound like a huge thing because there are a lot of Italians in South Africa. Sia, do you know any?
There is a restaurant in my area, which is like,
come on.
No, like, and it's authentically run by true Italians. Well, so I mangia there.
There are a lot of Italians in South Africa, huge Italian community. There's the Italian club here in Joburg. I've got loads of friends who are Italian South Africans. And they are a very important part of the fabric of this country because many of them are responsible for having built much of the civil engineering infrastructure of South Africa. Yeah.
Great. Oh, hey now.
Yeah, did you know that?
No.
So it's not just Italian restaurants and football fans.
Great olive skin.
Yeah, and the good-looking people. Yeah.
Yes.
But they're a very, very important part of the fabric of this country. And they're also very proud of their Italian heritage. So you can be both.
Huh.
Yeah? So there's a book that has just been written, or it's been written, it was written some time ago. The Italian version is Da un capo all'altro.
Oh.
Right? And the South African version is Afritalian.
Did you really get that right?
Did I? Did I do okay?
It was fantastic. Your pronunciation is very good.
Thank you. Federica Marchesini.
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 Yes,
sorry.
Very good.
Marchesini. Federica Marchesini. I'll get that right every time from now on. It's nice to have you here.
Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. Grazie. So what made you want to write this book?
I don't know. I love writing. So I used to write when I was a young person, you know, when I was a child, I used to write diaries, love letters, explanation,
you love
letters
language,
to ex-boyfriends, anything, you know,
but
I
you
just love writing.
You love language.
I love languages,
well.
And like, I teach languages.
Correct.
So that's my job.
So we're going to teach Sia some Italian this morning, just so that he can be smart enough to handle
greetings.
From here.
Yes.
So it's very nice to meet you. Federica, you live in the Cape?
Yes, I live in Cape Town.
All right, and how long have you been living in Cape Town?
I've been there for 16 years.
And you originally from Italy?
Yes, I'm from Verona.
Verona.
Yes, oh, do you know the city of Romeo and Juliet?
That's right. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's the place where romance began.
Mm, absolutely.
Oh, I live in hope that I shall find romance in
Oh, come on, Sia. You can find romance in Ekuruleni if
oh,
you try.
Oh, how romantic. Ooh, hubba hubba.
But what I was saying earlier about the Italian community in South Africa, a very close-knit community, a lot of the Italian families know each other. There are plenty of them that have contributed in huge ways to the way South Africa is at the moment. And it must be a source of some pride that this is a community that is proud of itself.
Yes, I mean, I'm very happy, first of all, that you know about all these things, because most South Africans don't really know. You know, they connect Italy to food and restaurants, but there is a history behind. Huh? Oh. That's why we have a lot of South African Italian who live here.
And you can be both, is what I was saying when
yes,
you were walking
you can.
In. You can be good at both as well. The Italians that I know are very proudly South African, and they're also very proudly Italian, and they make a big noise about both sides of their heritage.
So true. I feel the same, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I've been here for so long. So when people talk badly about Italians, I need to protect them and defend them. And when Italians talk badly about South Africans, I have to protect the South Africans. So I really feel myself an Afro-Italian. So you can be both.
Now, the interesting thing about the Italians that I know in South Africa is that all of them are... they're doing really impressive things. Maybe I'm just mixing with the right ones, but... there are Italians who run big multinational corporations. There are Italians who are involved very much in society, even politics.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
There was a gentleman who actually died last year, huh? Do you remember?
That's right. Ambrosini,
yes,
wasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was actually instrumental in trying to get marijuana legalized.
Yes, I remember
right
perfectly,
at the end of his
yes.
life. He died of cancer.
Mm.
And it was mostly for his own palliative care that he was so interested in the stuff. But, you know, there are people making a huge difference. And I suppose also culturally, who doesn't love Italians? You know, there's music, there's art, there's culture, there's
food,
craft, there's sophistication. There's so many products that we use every day that are Italian that we don't even think about.
Mm.
And food, as Sia said, because he's obsessed.
Yeah.
Look, he doesn't eat a lot of... let me explain to you.
I mean, I can see that.
Yeah,
oh, no!
He doesn't eat a lot. He doesn't eat meat at all. So, I mean, there's very few things that he can
pasta actually... is my go-to all the time.
Very good.
Actually, pasta and wine. I'm Italian, guys.
You are.
I am Italian.
You're a Blatalian.
Blatalian. I actually like that. It sounds very royal somewhere. So Blatalian. I'll go with it.
What kind of stories, what kind of info do you put into the book?
Okay, so I wanted to create a story where I could talk about South Africa and Italy, mm-hmm. like culturally, linguistically, and geographically. Mm-hmm. So I created a character. Her name is Athena Monti. So obviously there is a lot of me in this character.
Sure.
But I had to make up someone that does different things, you know, all the things that I would have wanted to do or, you know, different things.
Or that
things.
You have done.
Or I've done and, yeah. you know, nobody's going to know. Because that's the first question that they always ask me. Is he based on your life? You know, how much there is of you in a book. You know, I'm not going to answer because it's up to people to guess. And it's not so important to see if it's really a lot of me or just the 10%. But it's very humorous. I like to, you know, it's the idea of finding a compromise between two cultures. So to tease at Italians, to tease at South Africans, but without offending anybody. Which is
well,
fine.
That's impossible. So you've got to accept some people bound to be upset somewhere.
No, I was very discreet.
Oh.
Because every time I tease, you know, one side, I tease the other side.
Yeah, but still, people find a reason these days to be upset by just about everything.
Oh, of course, if they want, they can, but I don't actually care.
So tell me about the Italian language, because you don't hear much of it spoken in South Africa unless you're around Italians.
Hmm.
It's not one of the languages that are offered at schools mostly.
Ah, yes, it's true, yeah.
And I think that's kind of sad, because there are schools that offer French, there are schools that offer Mandarin. There aren't a lot of places that you could learn Italian.
Hmm. You know? I mean, there are private schools like mine in Cape Town. There is a Dante Alighieri. Mm-hmm. So there are not really many schools, maybe just private people teaching.
So what do you want to learn, Sia? Let's get you some basic phrases.
Okay, well, I always have heard that when you just know I love you in a language, you're down.
Mm.
That will like hold you in good stead. So I know j'attem in French.
Mm, j'attem,
how do you say I love you in Italian?
Ti amo.
Oh,
so easy.
Yes. It's very strong in the meaning that
yes.
you wouldn't use it with a lot of people. Like in English, we say, I love you to your dog or to your friend.
Right.
You know, I love you is very easy in English.
But in Italian.
In Italian, ti amo, it's very personal and it's connected to lovers, not just friends.
Ooh.
It's a romantic.
What's a more passionate thing to say? Like, take your shirt off, I'm joking.
More passionate.
No, that one is quite, you know, ti amo is very strong.
It's very strong, Sia. That's like the extra hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. I'll be throwing that around.
No, the thing is, when you say ti amo to a woman or to a man, you know, you must be careful. You may just run off.
Oh, no.
Things might happen.
Because, you know, people are scared of feelings. And
yes. Okay. They're going to catch feels.
I'm down with that. So that's
all
the
right,
first
so
thing
you've learned ti amo.
Ti amo.
He unfortunately uses ciao and bella in the wrong places. So teach him how to use it.
No, it's fine. You can,
is that
no, bella is fine. Bella means like darling, good. Beautiful.
Darling.
So you can bella. Say bella to a woman. You say bello to a man.
Bellissimo? What's that?
Bellissimo is very beautiful.
Ah, bellissimo. Bellissimo.
Yes.
Is my accent right?
Bellissimo.
Bellissimo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Te amo. No?
You see, but
no,
I need to tell you. I need to tell you something, guys, though.
Yeah?
Italians, we are so used to see foreigners speaking Italian that way that we don't really like it that much.
No, it irritates.
Because it's almost like, you know, me being Italian, coming here and say, I don't know, like teasing South Africa the way you guys speak.
Yeah, it's almost mocking.
Yes.
Right?
So when you now see someone who instantly lifts their hands up and like presses their fingers together,
is that
like...
Of course do, because, it, you know, it's like, it's normal to move your hands. It's
well, you know how
we
you you know how you shut an Italian up? You just tie their hands up behind their back.
I tried with my mother one day. I said, can you please try to have a conversation without moving your hands? She was so upset. She said, I was born with hands. Why? I don't like this game.
Now, tell me, you've had the book written in Italian and in English, and now you're going to do an Afrikaans version as well.
Yes, I mean, not me personally. You know, I wrote it in Italian myself.
Sure.
I translate it in English myself with the help of a sub-editor. And I have an Afrikaans guy who lives in Italy, and Marnitz. And Marnitz, as we speak, is translating my book
Fantastic.
In Afrikaans.
Oh, wow.
Well, what's nice about this is it's a novel, So it's mostly fictional. It's about this woman who you say is almost like a Bridget Jones of South Africa, but a lot more insightful, a little bit smarter, because Bridget Jones is a moron.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. And her adventures here in South Africa.
Yes. But also differences. Yeah, differences. She's traveling to Italy on holiday. She's going to Rome. And as she travels, she meets people. So she describes a lot of characters. It's about...
You married?
No, I'm not.
Oh, kids, no?
No.
Okay. You're still
living
time.
La dolce vita.
Stop it. Stop it. Don't you realize how annoying that is?
But la dolce vita.
I'll just drop the five words I know anywhere.
It's very annoying when Sia gets into any of this because he starts thinking he is that person.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I need to unbutton my shirt now and show off skin. I feel like that's what the Italians do.
Listen, for Italians, South African accent is very strong. Huh? Italians, they really struggle with your accent.
Oh.
Yes, because
they struggle
not
to understand to speak that way.
Because I teach English to Italians as well. And when I explain words to them, they say, I have no idea what people say.
Yeah.
It's a very strong accent for Italians.
How many people do you speak just Italian to? Family?
No, really. I don't really speak to my family. I just speak to Italian friends here. I mean, in Cape Town. You know, I'm not a typical Italian person who is attached to the family and has to call mum and dad every day.
Okay.
No.
But Cape Town is a very cosmopolitan place, so there are a lot of different people from all over Europe that come to Cape Town all the time. So it's not as if everybody there is just running around speaking English or Xhosa or Afrikaans, right?
Yes, in fact, yesterday I was at the hairdresser and she's French. So I had a 2-hour conversation in French. It was fantastic.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak 5 languages. So which Italian, English, French, German, and Spanish.
What?
Okay, you could pretty much be the best tour guide in all of Europe if
you not really. But yeah, the more you know, if you don't practice them regularly, you don't really know them that well. You just have to spend time practicing languages.
What does colcacchio mean?
Oh, why do you ask me that? First of all, well done on the pronunciation, eh? Because most South Africans say colcacchio.
Yeah.
And then I put it in a book as well.
So what does colcacchio mean?
But I can't say.
Of course you can.
Yes. Okay, that's fine. So literally means with the dick.
With the dick.
Yeah, cacchio is another way of saying dick. I know, sorry
so
guys.
It's like you are walking with the dick, you are...
No, it's an expression to mean like, come on, like I'm going to do it, col cacchio.
You know, like, I'm going to do it col cacchio.
That's so great. I love it.
Yes.
Every time we at 6:30.
Yeah, but the best is when you know with these lovely posh ladies. Oh, where are you going tonight for dinner? I'm going to colcacchio. And then I would like to say to them, do you actually know what it means?
Yeah.
They would be shocked.
All right. Well, listen. Good luck with the book. When did it actually come out? When did you publish it?
It was in April this year.
Okay, so it's new and it's and available in good bookstores.
I have a few shops in Cape Town. In Joburg, I don't have a distribution yet in Joburg.
But we can buy online?
Yes. Right. You know, you can actually send an email to postmeyourbook at gmail.com.
Postmeyourbook at gmail.com.
I invented, I created
that's good.
This email.
I like that.
And I can't believe nobody else had it.
Postmeyourbook at gmail.com.
And I posted it to everybody in South Africa.
Oh, there you go.
But we are launching on this weekend, and that's why I'm here. Good. I'm here for the book launch. So we're having 4 different events around Joburg.
Can anyone come to them?
Yes, everybody. Actually, I would love you guys or whoever, you know, listen to the show.
You have a website, social media, somewhere we can follow you and figure out the stuff?
Yes, there's the Agog, you know, in Maboneng, the Agog Art Gallery.
Yes, okay.
We're going tonight.
Yes.
And then we're going to the Stelle, as you would say.
Oh.
Yeah, Stelle restaurant in Rivonia.
Okay.
Stelle, in Italian.
Yes, got you.
Then we're going to the Dante Alighieri, the Italian
school. How you mock Sia.
You know, I come back to Alighieri. I'm just like, I don't
can
like
you say Dante Alighieri?
Can you say Dante Alighieri?
Dante Alighieri.
Okay,
do you know
good.
Who that was?
No, I have no idea. I butchered it, but the
he wrote.
Well, it was a dude that's in a boardroom. We sort of invented the language.
What nonsense. Dante Alighieri is the guy who wrote the Inferno.
Yes.
I will also.
The story of man's
language.
The story
well.
Of man's descent into hell.
I will do my research.
It gives a guide to hell, the 9 circles of hell. You should go and read it.
I don't even know how I'm going to start Googling his name. So I'm going to Google the Inferno.
And then we're going to the Italian club. You said that you've been
there.
Yes, Italian club. We're going there on Sunday.
Excellent.
So we're launching it there.
All right.
Exciting, huh?
Well, have some fun with all the Italians and the non-Italians who will come to your book launches. I hope that the book goes really, really well. And it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it was lovely to be here. Grazie mille.
Launch the book.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, Sia. Federica Marchesini, thank you so much for coming to see us, and good luck with Afritalian.
Grazie.
All right. Okay. Very nice. Ciao. See ya.
This is CliffCentral.com.